Good afternoon. EU leaders will take the AstraZeneca Rouse Centre stage in a virtual summit today after officials in Brussels propose stricter export controls for countries with higher vaccination rates than the EU, such as the UK and the US. Vaccination rates are sluggish in much of the EU, and several countries, in particular Austria, want a new distribution system. EU leaders will also discuss a planned digital green certificate to allow summer travel across borders. Estonia is planning to have a digital vaccine certificate up and running from next month, and Denmark is working on a corona passport. There's been another big rise in German infections in the last 24 hours, with health officials announcing 22,657 cases. Vaccination centres are managing 268,000 inoculations a day, but that's well below capacity. Spain says only half of its population over 80 has been so far vaccinated. France, meanwhile, starts vaccinating the over 70s from Saturday. A British girl has gone missing in Mallorca, where she was last seen outside her secondary school 2 days ago. Taya O'Loughlin, who's 14, was last seen outside the school in Palmer at 8 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Her mother is believed to have reported her missing to the police at around 3 p.m. that same afternoon. The last sighting of Taya is said to have been outside the secondary school in Avenida, Portugal, in Palmer. Local reports say she was spotted with a Spanish girl who lives in a children's care home. She was wearing black trousers, white and black trainers, and a grey top, and carrying a black rucksack with flowers on it. There's been no public comment so far from her mother. The National Police said it briefly detained and questioned the highest-ranking representative of the Muslim community in Spain as part of a terrorism investigation. Ayman Adelby heads the Islamic Commission, the organisation that oversees everything from Muslim education to religious services in the more than 1,600 mosques and Muslim cultural centres in the country. A spokeswoman yesterday said he was arrested late Tuesday and released after being questioned. She said the arrest was motivated by possible terrorism crimes. The arrest is connected to a 2019 judicial investigation that resulted in the arrests of at least 10 people, 9 Spaniards and a Syrian national, who were accused of funding alleged extremist operations in Syria and other conflict zones. The Islamic Commission didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. And a union representing police officers has claimed that council office staff at Coyne Town Hall have received their coronavirus jabs ahead of essential workers, a group that includes its members. The Independent Union of Andalusian Police made the claim in a complaint filed before the Public Prosecutor's Office in Malaga. The complaint says that officials in Coyne have been vaccinated against COVID-19 without following the established procedure, and complained that the vaccination had been arbitrary, without prioritising the people established in the population groups. The council denies the claim, saying that at all times the protocols had been followed. The police union has asked the Public Prosecutor's Office to open an investigation. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.